Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore, a quick run, do a stainless steel the entire time, going hard.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur, blur, blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL.
Someone asked me last show what the hell the cowl was for, and I'm like, dude, you've not done the tower enough. You've not done the tower enough. So, hi guys, this is State of the Kingdom. This is the strategy discussion show, and I don't know, was there anything like earth-shattering that happened this last week? Besides Khan. Oh my god, Khan kicked ass. I miss people already. And, I don't remember if I know there's like a rollover time change where the Saturday rollover is going to be longer than the others. And Zeno messed that up. And I don't remember, was there anything else that happened this last week of any semblance of importance? Google doesn't matter. Blue messages are better though. Because I don't remember if there's anything at all. Oh, yeah. 8 new zones are out and about. And it is so past the 24, 48-hour rules that we will so be talking about the 8 new zones. So here's how this works. Here's what. I'm going to play a couple songs. Before that, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, which is the teacher's assistant. Teacher's assistant is a great helper, and I'll just let her explain what you need to do, okay?
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the Asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you Ashalon.
So, there we go. That's what you need to do. I'm playing a couple songs, and we'll come back. Listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. It's a typical radio chat. Illegal drugs this time. Nice, guys. Nice. Yeah. Jeez. One of these days, when you're like 30, you're gonna go, man, wish I hadn't smoked away my whole brain. Because I can't remember crap.
Anyway.
We have eight new zones in the realm. I'm hoping you found them. If not, you should go play in the pond tree for a while. And in the new zones, there are two new familiars, one new outfit with tattoo, and six new skills, one for each class, which basically suggests the, hey, I bet if you permanize all six of them, you'll get a trophy. I'm pretty damn sure there's a trophy somewhere in the manor. The question is, what? The most obvious choice would be permanenting all six skills. No one knows yet, because no one's found it yet. But hopefully they'll figure it out one of these days. Like, sometime next week. If not, if someone permanents all six skills in it, it's not the trophy, then I bet you it's a consumption thing. Trophies in the trophy room. Well, that would make logical sense, but, like I said, no one's found it yet. So, okay, so, Ms. Quinn, it's one new zone with eight new sub-zones! I know there's a few people who said that by Tuesday they'll have all six done. I guess they're doing two-day runs, which is cool. Of course, I'm being lazy and waiting till Mafia allows me to actually, like, you know, farm in there. Because I'm so freaking lazy. Also, the fact that I don't have time to go play around on my own. But, yeah, eight new zones. Some pretty nifty stuff. Different books. The book thing was kind of cool. The pantry's kind of still the same. The kitchen's got some respectable early food. The conservatory will drive you insane. You know why. Freaking bag of bones. And now I understand why in the hell Riff was asking all those damn probability problems like 6-8 months ago. Holy crap. Riff, I hate you. Billiards room's pretty cool. The gallery's kind of neat. It's got another thing like the Violent Fog. If you go upstairs, you have the bathroom, which has toilet paper. And so all of you who wanted a new throwable, hey, you have a new throwable, except this one's used. So you have to go get more. Thank you, man. Which is pretty cool. You don't get a trophy for auto-selling the new bone familiar. Why in the hell would you do that? That thing's a pain in the ass to get. Bedroom's kind of neat. Got some interesting things in there. Some class-specific items. Again, some skills. And then the ballroom to do some dancing and stuff like that. So, pretty nifty. Pretty nifty. Yeah, pretty nifty. So yeah. Very cool little manor. I like it and would love to help make more stuff. I should have lied to Rift. No, apparently Rift went to like outside threads. Oh, what was somebody found a thread he posted somewhere else, basically asking the same type of problem. And people are going, it's homework, we're not going to answer. It's like, no, this is for this game. And then people found it. It's like, oh, we know what you're asking. Ha, ha, ha. And then, so yeah, oh, I'm being toilet papered like no tomorrow. Great. No, but if you get hit once and you don't clean it off, it doesn't do anything the next time. You know, it doesn't, like, hit anything else. I guess it goes away the next day because I've actually never tried to get rid of it. But it's always been gone. So yeah.
Oh, you're yawning.
Mm. Would be a trophy for the throwable. That's an idea. You've TP'd 100 different houses or something like that. That would be cool. That would raise the price of TP even more. I don't know. What's the price of TP in the mall right now? I'm curious. $21.50. It's not that bad. It's not that bad at all. Even the class-specific little jewelry things are going fairly Actually, they went up since I looked yesterday. Except for the Turtle Bridge, which finally went the hell down, because that was, like, way the heck expensive. Which means I can at least get the last one now. Because I'm so lazy, I don't want to go after him. I said, I have just gotten so lazy. But anyway, so yeah, Con was last week. Con was excellent. Con was excellent.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Real good picture of a lot of DJs. Except for Fusilaban, who flipped us all off when he said get in the picture. Thanks, Fusty. Love you, too. But it was great. It was great. Con was great. Got the Felix pack, which unfortunately did not give as many hints as we thought it might have. Curse them. You know, we're sitting there going, ooh, there's this map, and it's got this picture of this island way out in nowhere, and nothing. Unless it's NS-13. If it's NS-13, then that would be cool, too. Look at me, spreading rumors. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Woohoo. So, yeah, zones, new skills. It's all spooky-based. So, if you go in being able to hurt spooky-based creatures, then you're good to go. There is a creature that you cannot physically smash. You do have to have some type of elemental damage tacked on or spells to kill it. Just like the Snow Queen or things down the knob shaft. So again, the statements being made, you have to think beyond just beating the crap out of stuff. So that is the story is making. Yes, I fully believe that there's gonna be a quest where the entire area is nothing but incorporeal monsters. You know, one of the NS 9, 10, 11, or 12 quests is going to be something like that. Because when you think about it, by that time, you've gotten at least a spell or weapon, or you've been able to make one by that point in time. Especially if you're going hardcore. And if you're just starting out, you'd be able to beat that quest. Because really, you have to think about this.
Oh, but you are again. Ugh, crap.
You have to think about this. They have to make these new quests doable by either a first-time character or a first-time hardcore character. Because if you don't, what you've done is you've basically made that run unfinishable. If you're a first-time hardcore player and you have no skills, and you go into an area that you cannot beat the monsters, and you have to get some item drop from them, unless they put in a non-combat way for that to drop, or a choice adventure for it to drop, you can't finish that quest. Unless you can make an item or get a spell to attack that. So they have to balance these in such a way that you have access to those options, regardless of what class you are, before they build it. Otherwise, you could have people who basically physically cannot beat the quest. Kind of like when people were using the dictionaries to make the Fez of Entomology, but then didn't realize they still had to use the dictionary to finish the quest, and so then when things shifted, they had used the dictionary but had never finished the quest, and so therefore could never ascend. Oh, that was fun. That was fun. People were literally like, I cannot play this game. I cannot finish this game. So yeah. I'm going on about all sorts of stuff. So anyway, yeah, I enjoy whacking things 1 point of damage. When they have 31 hit points, you only go 30 rounds. Aha. Why? Because they did that already. See, Mr. Quinn's understanding this, see, that's the thing, is that if you go Muscle Sign, yeah, then they can make weapons. And if you go Mysticality, you have access to spells. But if you can't get those spells until you're high enough level, then, I mean, literally, that's what I'm saying, is they have to balance it so that you can. You know, you don't want level 1 to be, ooh, here, go fight these things, which you have to have hot damage. Yeah, that would work wonderful. But anyway, yeah, that's my point. Anyway, let's get to the question, shall we?
Oh, God.
I slept long day. I slept long day. I was like till like 11 o'clock this morning. The manor will be mandatory for NS-13. Oh, that's good. That makes sense. That makes sense. Probably something you get out of the ballrooms. That seems to be kind of the end of the quest section. Anyway. Climber Andrew asks, what early weapons level 8 and below will be good to use, smithable or otherwise? Oh, wow. There's a buttload of those. If you look at any of the Tuesday updates in like the last month, there's been a decided interest on expanding the weapon base such that weapons give stats or give elemental damage or a combination of both or some other stuff. Any of those weapons, depending on what you need them for, are great. Okay, so we're talking taking wads and nuggets and powders. You know, those are your base items that you can first play with for whatever reason you want to play with them. And then you've got the cardboard and the bubble wrap and the knob goblin shaft base weapons that then you can blend with various other items around the game and create them. So, I mean, there's literally, I mean, if you asked me this question, like, oh, I don't know, 6 months ago, there would be about maybe 5 to 7 items I would go, hey, use this, and this. That'd be all you'd ever need. At this point now, it's like, oh, screw this, guys. If you have smithing, and you go get the proper ore, the proper basic weapon piece, and then these other items, you can make some damn good weapons. And then they put in the cerebral crossbow. Yeah, I'm blending outfits now. Cerebral crossbow. That thing's amazing. So there are tons of early weapons below level 8 that you can use now. The thing is, you just kind of got to make the right weapon for your main stat, and then you're good to go. So there are tons of weapons. I mean, you know, seriously, go get like some basic, you know, sword hilts or some even the more advanced sword hilts and things from the meatsmither, and then grab you some ore out of the knob goblin shaft, and then start making. I mean, just play around. Or go to the wiki, look at the tables. I mean, either one you want to go to. So that's That's a very nondescript, helpful answer, is that there are metric buttloads of weapons now, and I'm so glad they did that. Takato 26 says, why is Ashlon so awesome? I don't know. I don't think I'm awesome. So, yeah. Again, if you have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. Gore Blacks asks, which mathematically is a better buff for leveling up in the castle if you could choose only one? Sonata of Sneakiness or Antiphon of Aptitude? Well, if you're leveling up and you already have... it's hands down Sneakiness, because you're going to get more stat, non-stat, or more non-combat adventures, which a decent portion of those should be the stat adventure. 1 300-point shot from a non-combat adventure, stat adventure, would take 100 or more adventures fighting to get those extra stat points. So, Sneakiness is definitely a much better choice there. Ipecac the Assimilated says 8 GNU clones. Ugh. But seriously, what is the second sorcerer skill I should keep? I already have sauce crafting. What Ashlon took when I ran him for sauce crafting is, let's see here, I took, I think my second one actually was impetuous sauciness, because early on in hardcore I was using potions to help save my ass in the high level areas. But if you've got like a lunging thrust mag set pretty much already going there, then I would probably shift my recommendation to expert panhandling or elemental sauce sphere. Panhandling because it adds your meat drops, sauce sphere because, well, it's good and it saves a lot you a lot of problems in a lot of areas. Or maybe wave of sauce. Wave of sauce is just a nice little spell that you can have to attack things with. And so that's good. That's good. So those would kind of be my first choices there. Again, depends on if you have LTS or not already set up. Papercut asks, what should I send as after an Oxycore Postomancer run? Well, see, Postomancer is really the last class in the Oxy loop. So if you want to kind of loop around the loop, you would then go to Seal Clubber. Seal Clubber leads to Turtle Tamer. Turtle Tamer leads to checking my list. Disco Bandit, which leads to Accordion Thief, which leads back to Sorcerer. So that would be my suggestion. Now the reason I'm saying that is the Postomancer gives you the pocket watch, which yes, you could use for Sorcerer. Okay, but then it gives you the pinky ring, which is going to be useless for Seal Clubber. So if you're planning on doing a 6-round Oxy loop, that's probably how I would do it, because the rest of the loop works better in that order. If you're not going to do an Oxy loop, if you're basically not going into an Oxy core Postomancer, you're really free and open, because with the pocket watch, it gives you extra adventures. I would recommend a mysticality class Postomancer Sorcerer of your taste, however you want to play, if you're not going Oxycore. But if you're going to say Oxycore, loop around to Seal Clubber and come on back. Kenpo Karate Boy, with the revised IC Peak, what's the best way to make meat? Istanbul did a quick synopsis on it, looking at having item buffs and meat buffs. And said, really, the new IC Peak, it's respectable. It's still respectable because you get items that you can sell. Where the new thing that if you have the appropriate item buffage, go to the castle. No. Yeah, the castle in the sky. Because you get items. Now, what I do is when I'm going into the castle, I turn the side adventure off. And I just set Mafia to ignore the wheel. And you know, I get about 35,000 meat, and or 40 depending on, you know, what meat buffs I have. But then the item buffs I have, I just go and auto sell the things. And you know, you're talking 100, 120, 130 meat per pop item, and you can get a decent chunk. So you can still make a respectable amount of meat. But now you're having to focus on not only having meat buffs, but now having meat and item buffs. And so for some people, that's kind of a shift. That you're not getting the liquid meat right out, you're getting it dry. Now, here's the thing, and this is something I'm going to have to play with. There are areas in that new zone, in the manor, that are really, really tempting on meat drops for certain areas. And so it's kind of a hit-and-miss thing. And so I would love to have someone go back and then examine the bedroom. Because I think the bedroom could be respectable. I'm not sure exactly how it would, you know, average out, but, you know, I'm seeing meat drops in some adventures at like 500-600 in the bedroom. So, and that's even before anything drops. But that would, and because you have all these choices that and how you fit, that's going to be kind of an interesting to see how that plays out. So, I don't know on that one yet. The manor could be in play, it might not be in play. I've just kind of been sitting back and gathering information. I'm letting everyone else kind of do the digging, and I'm kind of taking here and compiling it. So I'm being the lazy spade today. The gallery gives good meat drops, Spode is telling me as well. So I think that the manner, and again, this is going to kind of, somebody needs to sit down, run a standardized test, and play with it. The manor seems to be pretty good. The castle is pretty good. The peak is still respectable. Okay. And then there's always the old-fashioned, go farm for food and sell it. You know, go get your stuff to make some high main, and then sell it. And, you know, that's also not a bad thing as well. Bewildered Turkey asks, where does one go for booze on the first or second day of a hardcore ascension when you probably can't even go to the barrels without trouble? Well, I guess the only trouble you'd have at the barrels is mimics. If you're going hardcore booze to Farian, okay, a lot of people will take a Moxie sign so they have access to the microbrewery for that very issue, that they're not strong enough to fight the mimics, therefore they need to get booze fairly easily. So some people will do that. Some people suffer through the barrel anyway. Especially if they have the skills to make their own drinks. You can get some booze easily enough in the tavern. Get booze easy enough in the rat portion of the tavern once you find the right adventure clicks. And I've heard people that once they find, okay, this one spot gives me booze, they'll use that. They won't close out the rat adventure until they actually can survive elsewhere. But that's kind of a lot of the easier places to get. With the manor now and the kitchens, there's some place that you get some different beers and wines and stuff in there, with the ancient foods and stuff. So there are options now. There really are options. Again, booze only runs are really my weakness, because I did exactly one to get a tattoo, and I've not done one much since. So my personal experience with speed booze runs, and for best accountability of where and where not to get booze, is not, probably not the best, but at least it's respectable, because I can get, you know, okay drinks made, so. Well, you know, the explosions are going to hit no matter what, guys. Explosions are going to hit no matter what, and so you just kind of have to deal with it. Even if you catch it on a decently strong character, you get one of those nasty explosion rolls, you're still going to die. So yeah. Captain Google, is there any use for the enormous belt buckle with the white snake skin? I think there is. I'm just blanking on it. Hold on. Belt buckle. When in doubt, go look at the wiki. Belt buckle itself. No. No, it's just kind of there. And then the white snake skin. It's using the meat cowboy hat, which is a muscle plus 3 item. So there you go. There you go. Ooh, more stalkers? Do I have more stalkers? I had stalkers Friday night. It was cool. They tried to make a stalker clan, and it failed. And my voice is dying. I can just hear it cracking. Again, if you have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is players 1005959 against 1005959. Sir 4684 asks, I'm a level 6 accordion thief. How can I get the most out of my adventures and get money? Money. Well, if you just want meat early on, then the treasury in the non-goblin place is very good.
if you want stats, which is what you should be wanting so you can get out and adventured, you want to go down into the menagerie after you finished your quest at Whitey's Grove. Not Whitey's Grove, Deep Fat Friar's Grove. Now, understand that you're going to have to be fairly respectably strong or have a skill set to survive down in the menagerie level 6, but that is a better place. That said, if you can't, go to the kitchens or the treasury, because the kitchens will give you food parts to make food, and if you need to sell the extras, and the treasury has good meat drops. Good meat drop adventures. Cheese corn. Where's the best place to meat harvest now? The Icy Peak's still the best. Already been answered. Da-va-da-va-da-da-va-da. Is there an item, like a bartender in a box, that allows you to smith stuff without using adventures? Yes, it's called the Smith in a Box. And the Smith in a Box lives in the Degrassi Knoll. So if you have a muscle sign, you can go visit the Smith in a Box. Waha. 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 Ms. Gwynn says, I've already done my class loops, taking flavor next. I will be class hopping next. What should I do? I've done 4 Turtle Tamer, Disco Bandit, and 5 PM runs. To continue, I perm Leatherback, Armor, Empathy, Sympathy, Wisdom, Cone, Leash Linguini, Spirit of Ravioli, Springy Silly, Advanced Sauce Crafting, Nimble Fingers, Mad Looting Skills, Cocktail Crafting, and Funk Slinging. Do you not have Lunging Thrust, Mac? Shame on you. You've set up a lot of stuff for the LTS Synergy fight method, so you might as well go ahead and get Eye of the Newt and Lunging Thrust, Mac, and then Thrust, Mac. Those three are quite good to do and fairly easy, because as you're getting those skills, you can learn those skills in the runs, and then you just kind of permanent them one at a time. And so you're in a good place to go ahead and do an LCS synergy, because you've got Fusilli. You may want to do Tenacity the Snapper fairly soon for Turtle Tamer. You may want to look at doing a couple buffs for Accordion Thieves, Noxious Madrigal or Fat Loot. Polka Plenty. Those are all really good ones to get now, I would say, looking at your list. Claws. Yeah, it looks like you really haven't done much Silk Clover at all. Yeah, just hang out in Silk Clover for a while and get your claws and get your hides and get LTS and Eye of the Stone, and you should be okay. Again, questions. That would be Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. And Stellar Bowser says, what do you think of the 8 new zones? I like them. I think they're pretty nifty cool. And stuff and stuff and stuff. And,
goodness, I need a drink. Because my throat is killing me.
As my voice slowly begins to fade away into nothingness. So yeah. 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 Anyway. Well, I got sunshine. Yay. I'm going to take a short break. A, because I have no questions. And B, because I need to go get some juice. Because I screamed my voice out yesterday. Went to the Razorback game. And if you didn't watch football, it was a double overtime watching the Alabama kicker fail at kicking things miserably and us winning by a point because their kicker sucks so bad. Ballroom key is in the bedroom. Yeah. Alright, Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to play a couple songs. You're going to send in some questions. Otherwise, I'm going to ramble, and it could be bad. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. I found a really good drink. It's a Sunny Delight, and it's that strawberry version that they're putting out now. And I'm thinking, all I need is, like, some pineapple juice and some rum, and it would be insanely good. But, of course, do I have pineapple juice or rum in my house? No. Why? Because I fail at oblivious obvious things. Because I'm very much oblivious. Huh. Spo asks, in my softcore runs, I tend to find that I use TS a lot more often than I use LTS until the creatures get too powerful. I'm planning on only doing 2 hardcore Seal Clipper runs on Spo. Should I get Stoat and TS or Stoat and LTS? Good damn question. I would beg you to do 3. Because I did also find that same thing out on Dark Eagle, that I would use TS and then would only LTS once I got to, like, the ICP and up. And it saved a lot of meat when I had to go rebuy MMJs or soda waters. It made life much more bearable. So, one of the things I'm doing with Ashland, once I figure out what I'm going to do with the spooky skills, is go back and get TS as a hardcore perm skill. But I would also highly, highly recommend that you maybe think about, if you're going to stay a lot of hardcore stuff, I guess you're really just doing only 2 hardcores, one for the stainless steel, one for the Pluxy, aren't you? That would make sense then. I would say go get LTS because you can use that all the time. Or if you only get TS and you run into a problem, then higher up, once you get those harder areas. So yeah. If you don't have the plus melee stuff, why is the pineapple juice always gone? Oh, that's why. I wish. I'm so bad. Anyway, moving on. Captain Google, what are the best items to equip in order to get more adventures per day? Time outfit, time helmet, 2 time swords, time pants, an imitation nice watch, and then plexiglass pocket watch. I don't think that... Does that cancel out the pocket watch? You know what? Let me go to my favorite page in the wiki, dressing for success. That thing is always kept up to date. Love that page. I want to... Let's see here. Maximizing rollover adventure gain. They say the following. Time helmet, time trousers, time sword, imitation nice watch, plexiglass pocket watch, and the stainless steel solitaire. Or, again, the imitation nice watch, because... No, I guess... No, it already is on there. So, imitation nice watch, plexiglass pocket watch, stainless steel solitaire, time outfit, the wild hair with the miniature dormouse that you've used all day, the clockwork maid, you have a pagoda, you have a calendar of loathing, and if you have all of that, you'll get 37 turns. Which is good. So, there you go. Actually, I need to go get a second time sword. I've never actually gotten my second sword. I should do that. I might have to pull some meat out of my campground and go and do that. Anyway, let me get back to the questions, back to that other page. Thank you.
Davada.
I'm trying to hurry up and get my levels from 13 to 15 so I can ascend. Well, you don't have to be 12 or 11 to ascend. So far, the best place I've found for stats is the palindrome. What's a better place? Castle? Castle. Castle. It has a stat adventure that gives you 250-300 stat points of your main of the stat wherever you turn this wheel to. And is great, especially if you have things that lower the combat frequency, so it's not a sneakiness, smooth movements, and the hippie odorant. All those things make more non-combat, so you get more stat adventures. And so, yeah, Castle is good. So, let's see here. Random thingy. Could you discuss the best tactics to get from level 11 to level 15 when in hardcore, please? And lemon juice plus honey plus brandy plus hot water is good for a bad throat. Oh, well, thank you. Again, no brandy. I'm very low on alcohol right now. Really, when you're in hardcore, when you're going from 11 to 15, I've seen two ways of doing this. Is the first one is you load up on things that lower your combat frequency to more towards non-combat, and you farm the crap out of the castle for those stat adventures. Second way I've seen people do that is go hardcore, beat it, and go out of hardcore, and then work their way up to said level. But yeah, I mean, anything over level 10, the best place to get stats is the castle, hands down. Sir4684, should I try to up my moxie or do quests? Yes, both. Huh? Well, you should always be upping your moxie, especially when you're young, until you get a skill set that allows you to fight without being solely based on "please don't kill me." Your first few runs, yeah, it's gonna take time to get to that point when you can moxie through an area and not get killed. So, moxie's good. Upping your moxie, upping your damage per hit is good, and try to do your quests along as you're working on that, you know. So yes, do both. Sailor Bowser asked, do you think the raw power offered by the items in the new outfit is worth the hit you take to your combat initiative? You know, I've honestly not played with that, but I think if you've got plenty of other items that re-up your combat initiative, it might be. I've not played with them yet to figure that out. I should probably do that. You know, run the numbers on those. Let me go see exactly how much those items give you in the new outfit. Let me go over here, equipment. Let's see here, the helmet's power 200. That just gives resistance, and it's not really worth it. The spears, again, power 200, one-handed combat different. It's minus 30, but a successful hit weakens opponents, which is just like the Tormund Matic and some other things. Even though it is one-handed, it's got more power, but it does have a lot less combat initiative. That one's also iffy. Going to the shield, it's just combat initiative negative, so that's kind of worthless. And then the greaves is just combat initiative. I'd go no. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yoy.
I'm having issues today. So let's continue on, shall we? Next question comes from Roadkill 498498. Is there any time that an ultra rare normally drops, or is it random each time? Well, my understanding of the mechanic of ultra rares is there's a lot of different counters, and if they all align and you're the first person in that area for it to all align, then you'll have a chance of it showing up, and there's a lot of things that has to happen all at once for you to get it, so it's not a specific time. Gleeb say, how do you feel about playing classes the way they were meant to be played as opposed to LTSing everything? I've been saying that for months, that I really think Jik and Co. need to strengthen up the Moxie method of plinking. They need to strengthen up, which they have done, the method of spell slinging. And so you can now play Mist classes as the spell slinging juggernauts they were meant to be. I still think it's not as automatic as LTS synergy, but it's an improvement, and so I'm okay with that. The arrow is going in the right way. Also starting his Oxy Loop soon. Wish me luck. Good luck. Zazor asked, how early should one pick up Wisdom of the Elder Tortoises? Obviously, Sympathy and Empathy are first. Well, I kind of really pick that as kind of a as a secondary or tertiary skill. Yes, it's nice. And really, you know, I would only pick it... let me look at Ash. Do I even have it on Ash yet? Oh, I do have it hardcore permed. I'd pick it up really only if you notice that consistently, you're running low on MP. Because you need it for your spells. I think I picked mine up in my Oxy Loop, which is like 20-something runs in. So, yeah, it wasn't an early priority for me. But, it was nice, but it wasn't, Let's go back to the questions. Our next question comes from... it's going down. The Dread Pirate Wesley. It's the end of the world as we know it. Well, no, just nearing the end of the month. Oh, damn. What are your thoughts on the Travoltian trousers? Should I beg, borrow, and steal to get a pair? Well, let me go look at my pair. The 5% discount is nice. Especially if you're working on expensive things that are NPC-able. Beyond that, 15% Moxie, 30% combat initiative, 10% range damage. Moxie use determine your MP unless your mysticality is higher. I mean, it's a damn good pair of pants for a softcore Moxie class. It just is. I mean, it's better than the boss bat. It's better than pretty much everything except for a stainless steel or a plexi. And even then, it's arguable that it can be better because of all the extra benefits. I don't see any reason why not to try to get a pair of those, because those are a nice pair of pants. The other thing that I'm really thinking on is that October 6th is coming up fairly soon, and we all know what that means. Two new familiars. Just saying. Just saying. Next question is from... I remember, if you do have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. Send questions, please. Sailor Bowser have you tried out the new Smurf Quest Reward Smurf Skills Smurf? If so, what do you think of them? I'm waiting to see. This is... I can tell they have a reason for doing that, and that's going to come up usable somewhere else. Like in NS13 zone. So... yeah, for the completionist, like I am with Dark Eagle, oh, I'm going to get all six. It's not even a question. And I'm probably going to get all six with Ashlyn, especially if there's a trophy involved. but no, they're not bad. They're not bad at all. They're not bad at all. So yeah, I think they're a nice addition. I think that it'd be neat if they did some other areas that did skills like that. So yeah. The whole thing about speed runs. And this rant brought to you by the letter Q and the number 7. I am freaking tired of everyone deciding the game has to revolve around the speedrunners. Newsflash, there are other ways to play this game besides speedrunning. And I'm not picking on anybody for bringing up speedrunning and set adventures and this and that. I'm just absolutely fed up with the thing that, well, that will ruin the speedrunners. And, okay, so, but it will make everyone else's gameplay better. Oh, but the speedrunners will suffer, so you can't do it. Whoop-de-fuck, people. Speedrunners is not the game. Yes, it is cool to see two-day hardcore. Yes, it is cool to see back-to-back one-day softcores. It's cool. It's spiffy. When NS13 comes out, all that's said and done. Get your insane records in now, because guess what? Speedrunning, as you know it, when NS13 comes out, is going to stop. Speedrunning is not the game. It was never supposed to be the game. And I understand that it's really the only measurable way to compete in the game with Ascension. I understand that. But not everyone plays the game that way. And it just bothers the crap out of me that everyone bases, it's no longer, quote, that will make hardcore easier / harder. It's now, oh, that will affect the speedrunners. Who cares? I would say, honestly, if you look at all the players that play this game, 1%, if that, are hard, fast speedrunners. Now, yes, they are all very prominent people because they tend to be in certain clans. Not all of them, but my point is, it's not the bulk of the game. And you're always going to have that one little small set of people, no matter how you play a game, that's going to push the mechanics to the limit. I mean, we've had people who have manipulated them all. We've had people who have manipulated item terms. We've had people who have manipulated every subtle aspect of this game. And that's fine. But it just drives me crazy that everyone has decided that speedrunners have to be the way that we base everything in the game for. Because I don't agree with that. It's not the majority of the people who play want to speedrun. They want to get their adventures quicker so they can actually do more. It just irks me. You know. And I know and NS13 will really, you know, stop a lot of that. But so yeah. Yeah. This rant brought to you by letter F and U. Gwen makes a great point. Speedrunners expose flaws. Hey, you know, and even Jake said, with NS13 coming out, we didn't focus as much on balancing loopholes, and here we go. Here we're having insane barriers right now. And the problem is, though, if you look on Cold Front, what's all the news stories on? Oh, so-and-so broke this speed record. Oh, so-and-so broke this speed record. Oh, you know, Kayween got all the hardcore skills learned, which is really impressive, in my point. Not much at all. So-and-so did a two-day hardcore. Woo!
Lord.
You know, but I mean, I guess speedrunners, I guess those are kind of like what? Spades with a vengeance? Or spades with egos? I don't know. You know, I want to be in the leaderboard. I want to be recognized. I want to beat everyone else. Or I'm like, I want to make meat. I want to get stuff. I want to collect things. I want to not have my life revolve around a game that I have to spend hours of my life to efficiently bleed every last sub point out of the game, but I can't ever return. KOL is not my life. Now, if you work for Asymmetric Publications and it's how you get your paycheck, oh, it better be your life. It's a game. I think people forget this a lot when something's changed. It makes them have to rethink. And Jig made a good point one time. He said, it surprises me that the people who pride themselves on being great spades are always the one who bitches when something makes their optimal strategy get changed and they have to re-spade out a new optimal strategy. And I thought that comment was telling. That the ones who everyone say they're renowned spades, it's always somebody who's the one who does the first whine that I don't like this change because my strategy now no longer works as good as it should. So figure a new one out. That one quote, it kind of sat in the back of my head. And it's really just kind of more and more becoming so telling to me. It's ridiculous. It's not even funny. Let's go back to questions. Again, this rant brought to you by Lowe's FNU. In the number 69. Captain Google, do you ever think there'll be a use for a valuable trinket? Yes. Collections and auto sell. Otherwise, you completely miss the ironic humor about the valuable trinket. Gleeb says, sorry if I missed your view on it, but how do you feel as the Haunted Gallery is a training alternative for level 8 and 9 instead of the ICP? You know, that's an interesting question. Because that would be, it looks to be a new alternative area to the IC Peak for stat gains, because there are some things you can get some decent stat gains on. I don't know. I think, again, the new zones are less than a week out. The number crunchers on the forums have not really yet, I think, hit all these different options that people are bringing up now. And so, yeah, I think it could be. I personally think it could be viable. Especially if you get nightstands that you need in a row. You know, you won't get as much meat. You won't get as much fundage to support your MP usage for level 10. And probably for level 9, as you used to on the peak. But then again, you really don't now anymore anyway. So I think it's viable. I think it's a good potential, and I think it's going to boil down to what skill set you have and the RNG on which nightstands you get. I do think it has a decent chance. So yeah. I mean, I like spading. And that's what it is. I'm part spade, part heart, part diamond. I'm just a lazy spade. I let everyone else go dig up the stuff, and then I piece the stuff together and figure it out on my own. Okay, this means that, therefore, you know, and this is kind of, you know, the show helps me think. Hardcore, great way to look at this game differently. But that's what, you know, I'm just saying, it just bothers me. Just bothers me. Spooky Manor. I do like Spooky Manor. I do like it. But yeah, people bitch about everything. It's great. I changed the commas to exclamation points. Oh my god, the world's over! Change it back! I reversed the character pictures. Oh my gosh, change it back! Oh. People. I changed the font. Oh my god, the game's gonna die! I'm not gonna play anymore because this game sucks now. Oh yeah, and that's the other thing. One Meat Undercutters. It's a free economy. If you can't hold a price and someone else underbids you, fucking deal with it. Things do not have to be sold in round values. This is why gas is sold at, you know, $2.03 and 9 cents. This is why things are sold on TV for $19.99. There's a reason for this. I am just fine. I'm being the sarcastic bastard asshole that I can be. Grimdo asks, the Haunted Gallery gives 200 plus muscle stat points for clovers. This is the best alternative for the castle farming for clovers for muscle classes. Huh. Well, the problem is, if you're farming for clovers, then the adventures that you don't get what you need to get a clover basically counts as a zero stat point adventure. And so what you need to do is figure out, okay, I can get, how many turns does it take me on average to get 10 clovers? I know that I'm going to spend 10 more turns to get 200-ish, let's just go 225 for discussion's sake, 10 adventures in a row. So that's talking at least 10 to get the clovers, plus whatever more you don't get a clover item for, plus the 10 to use, that's 20, let's just go 30 turns to get 10 clovers, and then use them. Now, this is all bouncy, wishful thinking. And let's go 225 stat points per turn, so that's 2,250 points, divided by 30 gives a number which is somewhere near 75. So you're getting, no, wait, that's so wrong. 2250 divided by 30. I'm trying to do this in my head. So 2100 divided by 30 should be 270. Yeah, it's about 75 stat points per adventure. If you can't get that much in the castle, if you can get a better average in the castle because you're fighting plus the stat points, then do the castle. If you get a better average in the gallery with clovers and spending the time to get the clovers, then do it. I'm going to say preliminarily no, because here's why. The castle gives 200 to 300 stat point adventures, and then you also get to fight stuff while you're waiting for them to show up, which will give you 20 to 25 a turn. I think in the long run, you're going to get more stat points in the castle than in the gallery with clovers. So a lot of these questions that a lot of people ask about which one's better, just kind of think about it and do the math and think about, okay, And it all comes down to frequency. How often do things show up? And that's a good question. You know, getting worthless items for the clovers can at times take a long, long time. Trust me, I've been there, done that. Sometimes it's like, snap, you get them immediately. Well, then fine, you know, so... That's kind of, you know, I would go with the castle. I need some pineapple juice and rum. And I have no more questions. Again, if you have any questions, you can send those in to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. I'm going to play a couple songs, two songs, come back. And, and then we'll talk some more. Yeah. All right, this is Ashlon. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Nothing like a little Back in Black. Makes y'all good. Oh, I've been told that someone's Black the Klan. Should I see jump over there? If you haven't noticed that I've got a clan called Ashlon's Classroom, which if you so desire to pop a multi in, please feel free to pop in and hang out. And stuff. So, yeah, Ashlon's Classroom. It's the clan that, like I said, they keep Teacher's Assistant in. So, anyway, back to life, back to reality. Back to questions, if we have any. Commander Wigan asks, what do you think of the new familiar skeleton and the new skills in the manor? Do you think it's worthwhile to get the skills? I think yes. I think the use of those skills will become more evident as more areas for NS13 show up. Sir4684, I was not in the room for my answer for my last question. I would like to know if I should work on quests or upping my moxie. I said both. Because you still want to up your moxie, but you still want to try to get your quest done if you can. So, you kind of do what you need to do as you need to. If you can physically not do the quest because you have no moxie, do your moxie. And if you don't have the quest because you're bored, go do the quest. Settler Bowser asks, what's my favorite familiar for fighting the naughty sorceress? I like my Dodecapede. Barring that, my ghost pickle on a stick. Even though MPZR is quite fun as well. And the multis start coming. And they start coming in droves. Yeah, this is just kind of those clans of, it's a little silly clan and nothing much goes on around in here. And you can even change your title to whatever you want. Like I said, I just come up with some stupid title and then usually they fix it themselves. moving on. Back to the questions. I was given two meat. Whee! Moody says the ladies of KOL wear far too much clothing. Agree or disagree? There are some of the costumes at the KOL Con that had just the right amount of clothing. Because it was, hi, I'm sexy, but I'm not going to be slutty, and I'm going to make you drool. So I would say that there are a lot of the ladies at KOL who wear just the right amount of clothing. Commander Wiggin says, can I whitelist tiny plastic Wiggin? Is he not whitelisted? I forgot about the other familiar. It's Gary Deathorb. Eh, it's okay. Nothing dramatically new! Anyway. Tiny plastic Wiggin. Did I not... I need to go back and whitelist like everybody who's got it in the clan. That's just like a thing I can do after the show's over. let me go look here. No, I did not. Okay, so tiny plastic Wiggin, there it is. Copy. Love listening to me ramble to myself. Isn't it beautiful? It's beautiful. I know, this is also the stall time that I get into at times. I think Haplo has arrived. Has arrived. Yes, they have. Let's see here. Let's go back to the questions, shall we? Oh, there really aren't new questions. And Takato 26 sent me 3 meat. Ooh, boy. I worry about you people all the time. Looking for questions? No questions. Boy, this next 10 is going to be kind of boring here, so I guess I could ramble. The new radio schedule goes online, like, tomorrow or so. So there'll be a couple switchings arounds of people and stuff. of scheduling, because I know Les has come back on permanent rotation, and it's going to be kind of interesting to get this all kind of reorganized and stuff and things. So, I may or may not have my Tuesday show, because I think right now it's supposed to go to Lex. I'm trying to negotiate a switch for Tuesday for Saturday. So, ew. So, yeah. Looking at CL, kick the crap out of the Giants. Everybody's like, oh, the Giants are going to win this game. I'm like, no. People are like completely blowing off Seattle. They're not going to do anything good in the NFL. I'm like, no. You people fail at believing. They lost a player. They lost one lineman. And they've added a few new ones. And yeah. People are like completely hating on the Seahawks. So, yeah, we're going to kind of ignore that. Cheese Corn, do I have a link for Columbus info? I do not, but I promise you somebody might be good to post the Columbus info into radio chat. Also, if you want to go to Dallas, KOL Dallas, that info is also, both can be found in the KOL community forums. On the forums. Also, if you went to con, you have until Tuesday to get your picture of me in the picture with you on the radio-kol.net contest forum link and win stuff. So, I've got like 3 entries. It should be interesting. Let's see what they put up there. So, yeah. 42-17. Oh, looks like apparently, what the heck? Oh, interception. Okay, so 42-17 now. Yeah, yeah, John's going to try to mount a comeback here. Right, what are they out? What are they down? They're down 24 points. Yeah, I laugh, and it's happened before. So yeah. Ashland or Takato sent the question to the wrong account, but do you know how the ultra item monster works? Like, if you put in X numbers of venture into a zone, it will appear. Nope, it's a bunch of counters that all have to align just right, and it's unbreakable. Even the people who've been told exactly how it works, like, you can't make that work. You can't force it to happen. I have no questions. So, yeah. Yeah, go Hawks. Yeah, yeah. Need to get us back to the Super Bowl. Just rolling through people. Love it. Love it! Like I said, you know, since no one's sending me questions, you get to listen to my football game last night. Arkansas quarterback had a terrible day. 3 interceptions. Alabama kicker had a worse day. Missed 3 field goals and an extra point. One of those field goals would have won the game for them in overtime. The field goal would have put them up by 7 in the second overtime. Anyway, game went back and forth. Alabama went, we went up, Alabama took the lead, then we took the lead, and they tied the game, and so this continues on back and forth, get to the overtime, and at this point, my mom and my wife are like, ugh, can't watch, and I'm sitting here just screaming, you're like, ah! Arkansas throws an interception on their first part of the overtime. I'm like, crap. So I got Alvin to do is kick the field goal. I'm like, please miss, please miss, please miss. And he misses. I'm like, oh, man, this guy has just got to be choking. You know, his confidence has to be shattered. This is the third field goal he's missed. You know, he kicked a 46-yard into the field. I'm like, ha-ha-ha. So Alabama gets the ball in the second overtime. And they score a touchdown. He misses the extra point. I mean, just blocks this thing to the right. And we're just going, oh, my God, he missed it. We can win this game. And my wife's like, we still have to score. I go, it's all I've got left. And we end up scoring a touchdown, and we're just chaos crazy. And we were kind of semi-worried because our kicker missed an extra point, and he nailed that thing, and the place just exploded. I mean, it was hysteria. It was freaking awesome. Again, if you have questions, you send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. Kyle26 asked me if I'll be going to Comic Con. Nope, I'm a teacher. I can't really go to one major con a year. And KOCon 3 was this one. Tag says, why do people keep forgetting about the Scary Death Orb? It's just as insane as the Bone Guy, but not as hard to make. The Scary Death Orb was a snap for me to make. All I had to do was get the one item, get my clockwork piece, and poof! I have an orb. It was nice. Y-Man, focus on melee skills instead of initiative for LTS energy. But every so often, pick up an initiative skill. Because that's nice and good to do. Ungrateful Jester says, oh great, Pool Hall Oracle. Will the Browns beat the Ravens? Well, knowing that they're up 14-12 right now with 2 minutes, there's a decent chance, but wait, Baltimore has the ball. And they're deep in their own territory. And it's iffy. Wait, it's the Browns. Of course not. I hate to say it, but... I don't know, the Browns have actually gotten better lately. It's very possible. I don't know. If the Browns are having to drive to get a field goal over Baltimore, I'd say no, because the Ravens' defense is still too good. This one's going to be iffy. Bingo host Age says, so I got nothing. Well, I think with that, I think it's time for me to bail out and run away. And as soon as Papua tells me she is to ready, then I am getting on out and stuff. And as soon as this is over, I'm so very much going to see if I can't find the Seattle game on TV around here. Is it on TV anywhere, like, nationally? Because if it is, then, I want to know what you're thinking. Okay, now it's 42 to 24. What the heck here, people? jeez. Okay, Seattle, do not put in all the second string and then screw this up. This is ridiculous. Still up by 18, but enough's enough. Alright, I'm out of here. Buh-bye.